get ready. It's time to surround yourself with some of the best attractions Central Florida has to offer. It's time for the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast with your hosts, John and Anne Marie Carigliano.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy giving a take to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy time. This is a festival, you know, a festival. We're here to share it all.
Welcome to Season 8, Episode 19 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions and beyond. And of course, I'm your host, John Carigliano, and of course, here's my lovely lady of the hour, the wonderful Anne Marie.
I'm only here for the hour?
Yes, for this hour, yes. The lovely coughing in the background as we get over colds and allergies here in Central Florida. On this week's show, we're going to be doing something that, well, we've been just so super busy with everything going on. We actually had time to come to Magic Kingdom to view Disney Enchantment fireworks.
We got a reservation.
Shocker. Well, like, we got a reservation like the last, like, within like the last couple of days they were available. Yeah, amazing. And then after that, we're going to be doing a little strolling in the park, which we haven't done quite in a while. I feel like we've been so Universal heavy with Mardi Gras, with the concerts going on.
And no reservations.
That it's just been hard.
Universal, if you're listening, if you implement reservations, no, stop. Don't think about it.
We've been just so heavy on Universal, it's kind of nice to come back to Disney for the time being. But we're going to be checking out Mickey's PhilharMagic, which I don't even remember.
I honestly can't even say.
Like, one, I don't remember the last time we did it on the show. But two, I don't remember when the announcement that they were going to put Coco in the attraction. I want to say October, but I could be wrong. I bet you there's people that are listening like, no, John, it's not that. It's.
I feel like you just made that up.
I could be. You know what they say, fake until you make it. But they did put Coco. I know they announced it last year, and so we'll get a chance to check that out. And Anne Marie coming out questioning what has the animation been like that the whole time. So yeah,
it's been a hot minute.
But sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice little evening at the Magic Kingdom. Let's get on going and go binaural.
Oh, together in a most enchanted place. One overflowing with the magic of dreams come true. Those who venture here, filled with hope, in search of this magic, leave inspired, changed by what they discover. If you dare to embark on this journey, you too may find what you seek, and perhaps something even greater. So long as you simply believe. Fairy tales can come true. If you gotta make them happen, it all depends on you. This little town can slow you down. People taking the easy way. But I know exactly where I'm going to be. Closer, closer every day.
Oh,
Sometimes the world seems against you. The journey may leave a scar, but scars can heal and reveal just who you are. The people you love will change you. The things you learn will guide you. And nothing on earth can silence your quiet voice still inside you. Within you, this magical kingdom remains a beacon to those with a wish in their heart, gifting every person who walks through these gates this enchantment. Look inside yourself and realize that you have everything you need to make all your dreams come true. Anything is possible, for you are the magic.
Oh, just believe in you, close your eyes. You can go anywhere while your soul can be in.
It's all a magic place.
Magic Kingdom. All right. So that was the first time you and I have ever seen this new fireworks show that came out last year.
Live.
I've stayed away from watching any videos.
You didn't see the live stream? I thought you watched the live stream. Like when it first came out.
I might have, but I've forgotten it between now and then, between all the work that I've been doing.
I mean, let's get out of here.
Yes. Is that better? While we are walking our way through Liberty Square, can I just say to everyone, just a little photography or videography tip 101. You don't have to put your external light on for a nighttime show. You're not really going to help anyone, and it kind of creates a big inconvenience for everybody.
It doesn't help. Your tiny ass little phone light doesn't do anything.
Yes. Also, you don't need to shove your cell phone or whatever type of camera above your eye line, because again, there are people behind you. Your eye line is totally suitable.
It's like your eye line is what you're seeing, so that's what your camera is seeing.
Yes. Just a little tip for everybody. So
frustrated.
Yeah, I know. So overall, what did you think of the show?
One movie quote came to mind, and it's from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay.
And it's when, I believe it's Gabrielle Union. I want to say it's Gabrielle Union. Anyway, it's one of the characters. She's like, I know you can be overwhelmed, and I know you can be underwhelmed. Can you just be whelmed? And that's kind of how I felt. Like, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't fantastic. It was
meh.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Like, had this just been for the everyday fireworks, for like Wishes, like Happily Ever After, had it just been that, it's fine for what it is. I mean, it's essentially a 20-minute Disney commercial for the movies.
Correct.
But like, I feel it's extremely underwhelming for a 50th anniversary show.
Yeah. For me, I think the biggest gripe I had was, as a company that always strives itself to tell a story, this one really lacked thereof one.
It didn't tell a story.
It didn't really tell a story.
I mean, it told several stories, actually.
It was
not one cohesive story.
Not cohesive, yeah. I felt like it was just trying to jam-pack as many movie references as it possibly could.
I mean, like, so did Wishes. Like, Wishes did that too.
Wishes had a story, though.
But you didn't let me finish. Wishes did that too. However, there was an overarching storyline where all the things connected into it.
That's a stretch. I wasn't going to let you finish because I already knew where that was
That's
going.
That's literally what you just said.
Oh, well. Well, for me, Wishes and Happily Ever After had a better story than Enchantment.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Yeah, like Wishes had an overarching storyline, you know, about your wishes come true, and all of the little segments dealt with wishes.
Yeah, well. but
I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's a fine firework. Like the pyrotechnics.
The fireworks. Yeah.
The fireworks itself. The projections were great. Like, you know, overall, not a great story, but like. For a fireworks show, like if you just took like that out of it and just like watch the pyro and watch like the effects and all that and the projections and the lasers, like it was all done really well.
It's done very well. I hope we get something better, and I hope this show doesn't last too long, in my opinion.
I mean, I don't know if anything will last as long as Wishes did. I mean, Happily Ever After certainly didn't.
Fantasy in the Sky lasted a lot longer.
I'm just saying, like, recently.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Wishes lasted, what, 10 years? It was, like, 10 or 11 or something? Like, it was...
No, it lasted up and it lasted from 2003 up until 2015 or
16? Oh, whatever it was. It lasted a while,
though. It lasted a good long while.
But Happily Ever After certainly did.
No, it did not.
And we all thought, we all figured, I guess everybody kind of figured Happily Ever After was a placeholder for the 50th show that apparently we didn't get.
Yeah. Thank you, pandemic. Anyway, I think with that kind of review out of the way, since we are here at the Magic Kingdom, they have now since reopened PhilharMagic with the new segments. And we haven't really seen it since the segments were added.
I don't even remember the last time we sat in there.
I mean, honestly. So let's take a walk through the park and enjoy Mickey's PhilharMagic. But yeah, there's a lot of people. Okay, let's go. So we're going to walk through Liberty Square and head to Fantasyland. And it looks like that shortcut is open.
Oh, thank you.
Castle is very pretty at night, though.
This is the first time we've actually seen it at night. At least I don't know if you've seen it at night.
Honestly, the older I've gotten, the less I've wanted to be here at night. I really, really want to film something if I want to be here.
Ear collectors like me. They recently released, it was similar to what they did a couple years ago with the Main Street Mini, where I think it's going to be monthly, I don't know, but for the 50th, and it started with Space Mountain this month, and shockingly enough, the eBears have not gotten to it, so there are still those available at the Emporium as of this recording, which is, what time is it?
9:25
on
March 25th. How many were in the Emporium when you were there?
Well, they've done the smart thing.
Put them behind the counter?
Putting them behind the counter.
Oh, good.
They didn't say if there was a limit, but they were behind the counter.
Okay.
And I bet you there's going to be a lot. They're behind the counter at the very, very front. So right when you walk in, that counter.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like Sir Mickey's is closed.
Back it up.
Of course, the marquee sign says the kingdom's most magical musical review, because this used to be the home of the Mickey Mouse Review. Thank you. Ah, that noise volume goes straight down.
Shout out to my coworkers, Rebecca and Stevie Lynn, who actually reminded me that this had additional scenes.
There you go. Thank you.
Coming in, thanks for filling in all the available seats. And all of you going out, thanks for making the seats available. If you're still coming in, it's great to see you. Now it's time to choose a row and move yourself all the way across so you can fill up all the empty seats. That's right, ma'am. You show them how it's done. Oh, gosh, being the stage manager sure is fun.
Thank you.
wiring.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
And then get unplugged. Come on, just plug it back in.
Hello, everyone. We ask that you please refrain from eating, drinking, or using flash photography during today's performance. All right, put on your opera glasses because it's time to present Maestro Mickey Mouse and the PhilharMagic Orchestra.
Mickey, where's Donald? The orchestra's missing it. It's showtime.
Showtime?
Well, I gotta open the curtains.
Presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
Thank you.
cool. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above? Watch and you'll see. Someday I'll be part of up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my way.
And thus far, rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Everybody look left, everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm seeing spotlight.
Not yet.
Show you the world.
take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
That wasn't bad. What's the matter? Are you
like
trying?
Like I said, it's been a hot minute since we watched that. Was it always 3D computer animation?
Yes.
It looked different.
They might have touched some of the sections up. I know the Coco is...
Well, the Coco's new.
Yes.
But that's what I was like, did they make it more 3D animation to match that? Like, I don't remember it being that pronounced.
Yeah, it was pretty pronounced.
In the past or currently?
Sure. I think in the past.
I mean, I don't remember it being completely flat, but I don't remember it being that.
Yeah.
It looked different.
Yeah, it's always been 3D.
Maybe if it's animated. Maybe if it was remastered, maybe that's why it looks more pronounced than it did before.
Yeah. But overall, I liked it. Like, they didn't cut out any segments, they just
Which
added it
nice,
in.
Which is nice, because at first I thought they cut out the Aladdin part, and I was going to be upset.
True. But overall, I really did enjoy it. The segments really kind of flowed together. Mm-hmm.
And where they added it, it did flow very well. It didn't seem like it was just injected in there.
Yeah.
without any thought, you know.
And also reminds me, I still really need to see Coco. I tried to watch it. Yes, I know people are like, well, you've never seen. Yeah,
he's bad with movies.
I'm very bad with movies. People that really know me, I'm more of a parks person, but since now the parks are starting to get more interjected with the movie stuff, maybe I need to jump on that. The last time I watched Coco was like during when I had jury duty and I was waiting in the lobby. So possibly I will be doing that. But fun thing, we will have both videos of Disney Enchantment Fireworks and the new Fun Hall Magic up on our YouTube channel soon-ish. Strong on the ish. But
and one more thing before we move on.
Yeah, go ahead.
At that end, at the end where Donald like goes into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I smelt some faint HHN
fog. Oh, that HHN fog. Could be the same company.
I'm sure it probably is.
Probably.
But yeah, I was like,
fog.
Yeah, and then we did just get an HHN announcement.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Don't forget, you can visit us at cfses.com. It has all the links to every way to contact us through our Twitter, through our Facebook, through our YouTube. By the way, going back to the show, I do apologize if you heard me coughing. I'm still over a cold, like it's the last little bit of it. And so it's like, it was paining me to try and hold it in for you guys, so I do apologize if I had to cough to get it out. Like it was just like, you know that that itch you just can't scratch. Like it was just like, if I don't cough, it's gonna suck.
I'm sure you're forgiven.
Yes. Of course, I went through all of the ways to contact us, but stay tuned for next week. You know. We do more adventures here in Central Florida. And until then, say goodbye, Emery.
Goodbye, Emery.
And so long, and have a magical week, everyone.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.